The shooting at a Florida air station that left 3 people dead and 8 wounded last week has put the spotlight on federal guidelines that leave Americans vulnerable to attacks in their own homeland from a foreign source. Investigators have said Saudi Airman Mohammed Al-Shamrani launched a shooting spree Friday at Naval Air Station Pensacola with a Glock 45 handgun purchased legally from a licensed dealer despite not being a U.S. citizen or resident. How is this possible? Jorge Ortiz, national correspondent at USA Today, has an in-depth look at the issue. Jorge, set this up.
Foreign nationals are usually not allowed to possess weapons in the U.S., and the Pensacola shooter, a Saudi airman who was training at a base there, but his with an exception to the law, which allows people to take out a hunting license and then have access to weapons. And Governor Ron DeSantis called this a loophole. Some people call it an exception that needs to be tightened. That it's a law that's clearly too loose. And one of the indications of that is this airman who's 21 years old bought a Glock with a hunting license. Well, a handgun. Nobody takes a handgun to go hunting.
Yeah,
you'd think that you would. That he would have bought a rifle, and that's the kind of thing that should raise red flags. It did not, and it had tragic consequences.
All right. So now there seems to be brewing a debate about whether or not this rule or this law needs to be changed in some way.
You would think there will be some serious discussion about that, and it's very possible that the NRA or some other organization that favors loose gun laws would fight it. But there doesn't seem to be much reason to allow people to come into this country and buy guns that freely, certainly not pistols like that. So I would think that because of the spotlight that is getting shine on this issue, there will be some serious discussion, and you would think possibly a movement to alter this, particularly when you have the governor of a state that has pretty free rein on the purchase of handguns is saying, hey, this is wrong. We need to do something about this.
We're speaking with Jorge Ortiz, reporter at USA Today, about his piece entitled Pensacola Shooting Exposes Exception in U.S. Gun Policy That Leaves Americans Vulnerable. And that exception is if you are applying for a hunting license, you can get a gun even if you're not a U.S. citizen. At least that's the rule in Florida. So who was saying what on this issue? Who'd you talk to?
Okay. Well, first of all, so the law is national. It's not just in Florida.
Okay.
It's just that in Florida, it's easier to get a hunting license than in some other states. And one of the concerns also is that in states like Florida that don't require a background check for private sales, the guy didn't even need a hunting license. If he had gone to a through the internet, responded to an ad or anything like that, he could have bought a weapon from a private seller without any kind of background check. Now, background checks are not perfect in that, somebody like him likely does not have a record of any violations in the U.S. I believe he'd been here for a couple of years, but there might have been something in his record from back home that would have triggered alarms. But these, the background checks don't cover people from elsewhere or, their record abroad. Only it's a national background check, so it's activity within the United States.
Where does this go from here? Any feel for kind of movement on the ground over this law?
It's a little early, but again, the attention that's been put on this, I think will create a discussion and possibly a way to tighten this. It also raises the question of how necessary is it to allow people to come into the country to hunt? And that's something that perhaps needs to be discussed.
It's Jorge Ortiz, reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.